Station on 2 for Eric restrictions.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Zeb, how's it going down there?
It's a beautiful morning from where I sit, at least.
That is good to hear. Nice, always a beautiful view up here as well. I just had one question for you. I will also email my ACER about it, but when I went to do ARED today, I had no ARED prescriptions, which is, you know, requires, like, you can deviate, set one up, it just takes quite a bit of time to do that, and then you don't actually have all of your, like, bar settings and that kind of thing. I know that it takes several days for the BMEs to upload those after they get them from the ACERs, so I just wanted to check if there was a BME on call at least today, if you knew if that was kind of in process or if there was anything that we could do to kind of get those up here, because having a couple more days without prescriptions will just slow things down for me.
Yeah, absolutely understand your concern with that. We, of course, have BMEs on call. I'll reach out to them, see if we can find out what the status is on that, make sure one is either imminently in work or if there was a problem getting it loaded, then we can try to figure out where that breakdown might have happened.
Awesome, thank you. And like I said, I will follow up with an email to my ACER too. And if this is an option, I'm not sure exactly how that process works for the BME, but like if they had the old prescriptions and they didn't have new ones yet, but they could upload the old ones again, that would work too, just to have something in the interim. Because I was trying to, in the software, just see if I could go back to the old workouts, and unfortunately you can't. Like you can view what you did, but you can't load it again. Because I even had some from the last few days that I never actually did, because I had to deviate since we were cable only. So anyway, just wanted to see if the new ones aren't there and we could get the old ones sooner, that would be awesome. The new ones would be even better. And then also just to report on ARED, we are back to bar exercises, so that is the positive. And we are just watching it. You know, we were back to bar. It did pop out once during my workout, so it went back to cable, but now we're back to bar again because it's holding. So we definitely made progress there.
That's excellent news. We saw your crew note on that, and I think you have a really good understanding of what to look for, and we're glad we're back to bar use. I will call back as soon as I get some more information on the ARED prescriptions. Should be pretty soon.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm headed to the shower for a little bit, but if I miss your call, I'm sure somebody else will pass it along. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good. Do we know, is it just your prescriptions that are missing, or is all crew prescriptions missing?
Far from what we've seen, it's just me, and I think we have different ACERs, so that might explain it. I think part of it might be that I think my ACER was anticipating that I was going to take some days off, so they had loaded maybe only just enough to get me through the first 2 weeks, but since I didn't take days off. It sounds like Jacks are missing as well. Justin, Jacks are also missing, so both of us. So yeah, maybe it is a bigger problem than, yeah. Anyway, I will let you chase it down.
Copy all. Very good. Thanks.
And Sophie and Chris did have their prescriptions, if that helps for any more information.
It does. I'll pass it on. Thanks.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2.
Sophie, go ahead.
First, happy Saturday to you all. And second, I'm starting vacuum cleaning, so I'd be grateful if you could inhibit the smoke detectors in the lab and in Node 2, please.
Copy, lab and Node 2 and work standby.
Thank you.
Station 2 for Sophie, lab and Node 2 are now inhibited.
Amazing, thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for ARED prescriptions.
502.
Hey Jess, thanks for letting us know about that. We found that the prescriptions just got hung up in the uplink process through Occam's. That has since been fixed, and so you should find them there. You may need to log out of the Surface Pro and back in to get them to populate, but we're showing them on board now.
Okay, awesome. That's great news. Thanks so much for looking into that. I'll let you know if we don't see them.
Excellent. Thanks. Take care.
Station Huntsville for any available USOS crew member.
Happy Saturday, Huntsville. We are here with you.
And happy Saturday to you all as well. We have an indication on the ground that the MSG laptop may have come unplugged from the power chain. That is located at Lab S2. If somebody could give that a quick check, and if it's unplugged, plug it back in. And if it's or it's still plugged in, just let us know.
Copy all. We'll take a look right now.
Copy that, and thanks.
And Huntsville Station on 2, it looks like the power cable had become dislodged from it. It is now plugged back in.
And we copy that. Much appreciated. That's all we have for you.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, let us know if it needs a power cycle or anything like that, but it looks happy.
Copy that.
Stand Station, Jack on 2, 4, how's it going?
With you, Jack. We have a handover in 30 seconds.
Okay, just hoping you guys can take down the smoke detectors in Node 1-3 in the airlock for me.
Node 1-3 airlock in work, standby. Station 2 for Jack, Node 1, Node 3 airlock, smoke detectors are inhibited.
Thank you, sir. Station Houston and 2, Sophie for smoke detectors, you can reactivate them in the lab and Node 2.
Copy, lab and Node 2 in work.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for house cleaning.
Going 2 for house cleaning, Jack.
Complete up here. You can re-enable smoke detectors in Node 1-3 and the airlock, please.
Copy Node 1, Node 3, and airlock in work. Standby. Station on 2, no response required. All smoke detectors are re-enabled.